Nolte, Biden's brazenly betrayed every rationale for his presidency. By John Nolte on April 27, 2021. His fraudulency. Joe Biden ran for president based on three big ideas and has already betrayed them all. He said he wanted to unite the country. That was a lie. He promised to personally manage the coronavirus pandemic. That was a lie. He said he would put an end to the monstrous years of his predecessor, no more kids in cages. That was a lie. In fewer than 100 days, the bumbling, aging, deceitful, and dishonest Biden has betrayed all of these, and has done so brazenly, safe in the knowledge the corrupt corporate media will serve as his palace guard. As far as managing the coronavirus, all this idiot has done is try to take credit for former President Trump's triumph of getting a vaccine out to the public in a record amount of time. On top of that, his fraudulency has done nothing to speed the distribution of the vaccine because the system put in place by the Trump administration required no improvement. Worst of all, though, is that Biden and her vice fraudulency Kamala Harris have been AWOL on the weekly pandemic conference calls with America's governors. Every Tuesday, usually at 11 a.m. EST, all 50 governors dial in to the same conference call to coordinate federal and state responses to the coronavirus crisis, reports Real Clear Investigations. Until this past January, they heard each time from the vice president, Mike Pence, Donald Trump dropped by from time to time. Joe Biden has not dialed into any of the weekly COVID-19 Chinese coronavirus coordinating calls with the nation's governors since he came into office. Real Clear adds, a sharp contrast with his predecessor and a break from last year's pandemic ritual. This is not only a sharp break from the previous administration. It's a betrayal of Biden's promise to work closely with the governors. It gets worse. Guess who Biden put in charge of the calls? Yep, America's worst governor. New York Democrat Andrew Grandma Slayer Cuomo, who not only poured the virus into vulnerable nursing homes and then lied about it. His mismanagement has been so acute, New York is still reeling. Joe Biden handing this responsibility to Cuomo is like Franklin Roosevelt handing the Manhattan Project to the Marx Brothers. Keep in mind this is the same Joe Biden who lied and lied and lied about Trump's handling of the pandemic. Primarily though his own promises that were designed to make it sound as though Trump wasn't doing what he was in fact doing. I want you to know I will be your partner in the White House, Biden told a bipartisan group of governors after Election Day. Oh, well. As far as Biden's lies about unifying the country, how do you like these apples? The poll, released on the cusp of Biden's first 100 days in office, revealed the vast majority of respondents, 82%, believe the country is divided. 82%. 82. That poll comes from the far-left liars at NBC News. So the real number must be something closer to 400,000,000%. His fraudulency is not even trying to unify the country. Quite the opposite. He continues to smear America, the most racially tolerant country in history. A country with so little racism the media are forced to invent racist hoaxes. As racist, shoved through his extremist agenda along party lines by way of procedural tricks and loopholes, and is so transparently desperate to cement his fascist rule he's agreed to murder two of America's most vital norms, norms that have been key to our democratic stability. After he's done bludgeoning the Senate filibuster to death, he wants to rig the Supreme Court by adding new justices until it becomes a rubber stamp for his unpopular and unconstitutional legislative agenda. Few things are as divisive as rigging democracy to force your agenda on the public. And now we come to kids. In. Cages. It's bad enough Biden, Harris, and the fake corporate media lied and lied and lied and lied about Trump putting kids in cages. Especially now that we know that the holding pens Trump utilized were built by. Wait for it, the failed Obama/Biden administration. But Biden promised this phony human rights horror show would come to an end. And now we know the Biden administration guilty of overseeing a legitimate human rights horror show. Look at all the kids packed in these cages, and in the midst of a pandemic. And it was all Biden's fault. By promising to end deportations, by promising to end Trump's brilliant Remain in Mexico policy, he practically begged them to come. What a monster. What a failure. What a liar.